It's just a commonly set in the table, it'd be a case knife.
Right, and the one that you use to pick up something with is a...
The fork.
All right, and after a meal, Mrs. A. might say, well, we've finished lunch, I must go... What is it that she will have to do?
Clean the table off.
And then to the dishes with water, you...
Wash them, and if you got
and then
dish,
if they
it.
Still have, they're still soapy, she, what will she do to them?
Rinse
to get
them.
The soap off of them. And to dry them then, what will she use?
Well, she sets them on a piece of wire, strain them, let them drain a while, and then she takes a cloth and dry them.
And what does she call the cloth that she uses?
Drying cloth.
And the one that she might have in the water when she's washing
them? You call that the dish rag.
And, right. And what about the one that you dried with, the dishes you said you'd call?
The drying cloth.
And any other words, the other words for this type of thing in the house that you use in the bathroom and for your face and so forth, what are the different words for these?
Well, no more than I know of, that you call a bath cloth and a bath towel, and there's several different types of that. And
okay.
That's the only thing that I've ever known it to be called for.
Right. And what about that the thing on the water pipe at the kitchen sink that you turn on to let the water come into the sink? What do you call that?
Well, it's a water spigot.
And if it's outside and you turn it on to let water go into a hose, do you still call it?
It's still a spigot. They all, it's all typed as, listed as that.
All right.
Because they got them double. Now, it used to be single, you know, and in the house up there, they all kind of passed together, but that's still called a water spigot.
And what would you say if you went down the basement and all of a sudden there was water all over the floor and you knew that something had, maybe pressure or something, had caused a pipe to spread? You'd say, well, last night the pipe
busted one way.
And what about the, a long time ago you used to buy meal and flour, not in a little sack maybe, but in a big wooden thing.
Barrel.
And what about molasses or lard?
Well, lard, molasses come in barrels, and you had to carry your jug and let them draw it out.
Right.
And had to get that, and then
and what
lard.
What did you keep lard in? Excuse me, go ahead.
We had a 10 tub, what's called a lard tub, that we, and if it didn't have enough to go out through the year, we had to go to town, and we'd had to cast a bucket, 10 bucket. And they'd take it out of a big tub they ordered in and put in however many pounds they wanted.
And that tub, did it have a lid on it?
Yes, sir.
They called it a lard tub.
Lard tub.
What about the word stand? Did you ever hear that word for that? At home, it seems to me that a lard stand is a word.
Well, I imagine what that would be, that they had a certain place that they kept that can sitting on, and
I
they
see.
Had a stand.
I
they
see.
Had a stand for it, because didn't it keeping it there all the time, and these smokehouses and things they had places I was talking about a while ago, and these kids, they'd have places for these cans to sit, and they'd get greasy, and then sometime they'd have to put on new wood and stuff. And now that stand, that large stand, I'm sure that that's just what that was called for.
Right. It was not the container.
It's not
the
container.
Thing sat on.
That's
I
right.
See. Very good. All right, and if you have some liquid of some kind and you want to pour it into another container and has a small hole, what do you need to pour it to get it to
need go? A funnel.
All right. And to get the horses to go faster, you wanted a...
Whoop.
And, all right, and let me see. Oh, yes. When you go to the grocery store, they have, there's a container that they put the things you buy in for you to bring home. What do you call that? About so high, and you know, they put the different things in it, and you have
shopping bag.